For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back here inside Lizzie McNeil's.
Yeah, it's a little rainy outside. It's a lovely evening, though. We're here at Lizzie's. Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood, coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com.
Yes.
Quite a week in Chicago, Skin.
Yes. No, big surprise with the mayor bowing out.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
Yeah, I think, you know, Ricky Barrett moved back here last Saturday.
That's even bigger news.
Yeah, our police detective. Yeah, history detective
Ricky Barrett. Is he going to come on the show and do some
I don't know, but I don't think there's coincidences. And he moved in on Saturday. Yeah. Rahm resigned on Tuesday. I think there's something there, Hooley.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Well, if he did it, I thank him. I thank him. Although my book now is going right in the toilet, unfortunately. Thanks, Rahm, for nothing.
Easy does it.
But Wada, it's going to be crazy now for the next, 6 months anyway.
I know. They're going to have a difficult time getting anyone to run for mayor. There's only going to be like
a line around the block.
27 guys running.
You know what, Skinny? Anybody who gets in now is a Johnny come lately, I'd say. They didn't have the guts to get in before. Forget them. My problem is there's no villain. Although, by the time we get to February,
there'll be several villains. Except for you and I, Hooley.
Exactly. We're the only good guys. What the heck?
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. It should be real interesting. This is the time you should write a book about it.
I am going to write a book. I might even do a film about it. I got some footage already of Vallis's press conferences and stuff.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Hey,
speaking of fun. We got a fun guy here tonight, an old pal, Joe Aaron.
Who does a very serious job.
Yeah, he does. God bless him. He's the CEO of the 100 Club. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Hooley. It's great to be back. And, I spent last week in Dublin, Ireland, dropping my daughter off at the University of Dublin. And they're waiting for you. They can't wait to get you over
there. Oh, yeah, I'll be there in October.
Yeah, next month. I mean, they had signs out and banners everywhere.
Sure they did.
Everywhere I went, all over Dublin, they're saying, welcome back, Hooley.
Hooley, don't come back, is what they said.
They went skinny, too.
Hooley, go home.
So she's going to UCD.
UCD, yeah, exciting for her.
That is great.
Is she in a dorm or something there?
She's in a dorm, and... She's going to study city planning and environmental policy at 18 years of age. I couldn't spell environmental policy when I was 18.
Yeah.
And she's really going to just take the town by storm. It's fantastic.
You know what?
City.
I think that's terrific because she's going to, she's abroad already, and it's like, I didn't mean it that way. I meant she's overseas.
Yes.
That broadens the mind, It really that makes you smart by traveling the world. And if she's doing city planning, she'll have a whole perspective
on
it.
If she comes back with an Irish brogue, it'll even be
better.
With a name like Allie Ahern.
Oh, that's terrific.
Allie Ahern. That's a great name. You know what, Joe? I have a sister that went to Trinity in Dublin, Trinity College.
I was there about 4 days ago. We visited the Book of Kells.
The library there,
Oh, that's what great. A spectacular time.
That's cool.
Amazing.
You know, it's amazing when you go to Ireland, the history. You know, in Chicago, the oldest house in Chicago is like 1845. You're walking down. Oh, yeah, that was built in 1227. Yeah. And here's a monastery that was built in the 7th century. And here's a cemetery. Yeah.
681 AD.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And Dublin is really a real mix of people now. It's not just all Irish.
That's true.
Which is good.
Yeah, a lot of diversity. I had a Chinese cab driver when I was in Dublin last time. Yeah,
but it's a great city, great history there too. Holy, we went on the tour of the.
Oh yeah, we did. Uprising. We went on the tour of the rebel walking tour, and it was terrific.
People are just so great. They could talk to anybody. You can stop and ask anybody on the street.
Does she have friends that she's going with, or is she going in cold?
She's in a dorm with three girls from the United States, but the rest of the campus, there's about 30,000 kids there, and virtually all of them are from Ireland or surrounding countries. And she couldn't be happier. It's a beautiful,
good
beautiful campus and beautiful city. The people are great.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. And we have friends over there. And a good friend of mine, John Mulholland, and his son, Connor, who is a sophomore there. And they're like big brother and sister.
No kidding.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for her. She's really going to do great.
Yeah.
But I'm here because I wanted to mention about the 100 Club and
the picnic
coming up on September 15th at the Banner Day Camp. We're really reaching out into Lake County, and we expanded there in 2014, and now we cover 45,000 first responders. When you consider all the police officers, firefighters, state, local, federal law enforcement in Cook and Lake County, there's about 45,000 first responders.
You know what, Joe, just for people who don't know, what's the 100 Club all about?
Well, thanks, Willie, for asking. And the 100 Club is a charity that's been around for 52 years. We cover police and fire who are die in the line of duty. If a police officer or a firefighter does die in the line of duty, we give the surviving spouse $50,000. We send all the kids to college.
That's terrific.
And we've given away over $10 million over the last 52 years. And sadly, we have 30 kids in college in this new semester.
Yeah.
And thanks to all of our supporters and that give to the 100 Club, we'll be able to provide college education to 30 kids, and we have 60 more that will be coming of age in the future. So when you think about Commander Bauer, who lost his life last February. His daughter.
I know
Grace,
you were on the show right after that.
Yeah,
happened.
Grace will be gone on to college. She's just in eighth grade now in middle school. But we'll be there, thankfully, because of the support of people like yourself and your listeners that support the 100 Club.
Is it 100clubchicago.org? Is that the?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to throw
the numerical number.
Yeah. 100. Yeah.
But one of the things that we're doing as we're reaching out to families of law enforcement up in Lake County we're having a big picnic for them. They get a chance to go out, and we're going to have a police versus fire softball game.
Oh, cool.
We're going to have a jump house and beer. Of course, beer.
Well, a bouncy house for the kids.
And a bouncy house. And hot dogs and hamburgers and plenty of trimmings for all the families. But we're hosting that for them. Just to let people know what the 100 Club is all about.
Great
up in
idea.
Lake County.
Yeah. And is anybody invited to this?
All the families of police
and
fire.
Yeah.
Yep.
My brother Tom is up. He lives in Lake Forest.
Tucker.
Tucker. He used to be a policeman in Deerfield, going back 20 years, and he got into insurance and other stuff. But,
that's
gorgeous up there.
Oh, it is. And tell him to come by.
Tell him.
Put a couple of these posters up here.
When he was in Deerfield, if they got someone that was jaywalking, they would do a press conference. You know what I mean?
Dangerous up there in Deerfield, huh?
Right. No, all my brothers were on Chicago, so they would tease him incessantly. It would be like, Tucker, come on.
He's a character, Tucker, too.
Yeah, he is.
Don't get him mad.
Well, I'm grateful for you guys because you've had me on a number of times, and you've always been there for the 100 Club and very supportive of law enforcement, our firefighters, and we're grateful for all that you do.
Well, they're under attack today.
Oh,
awful. It's awful.
Yeah. It is.
And it's crazy. Someone was telling me about they had a shooting here like 3 or 4 weeks ago on the west side.
Yeah.
Chicago. And
they attacked the cops.
And the firemen.
Yeah, the firemen. Pat Fitzmaurice had that story.
Yeah, they were trying to work on the guys
that
got
shot. The guy got shot in the neck. Yeah.
And these
yeah.
people came they're, out and they had their camera and they're jumping on the firemen. The firemen are yeah. And the police.
It's unbelievable. You know, when being in Ireland and Dublin, when I tell them I'm from Chicago, when I was there 20 years ago, they used to ask about Al Capone.
Oh, yeah.
And now they ask about the murder rate and everybody that's shooting one another.
That's so
but
sad.
I said it's really in a, you know, just a couple areas that. It's just sad. It really is sad. But the police are under attack. There's no question
Absolutely.
About it. And they need our support. I always tell everyone when I go out and speak to groups that make sure you stop. And if you see a police officer on the street, make sure you go up to them and thank them for
That's
their service.
That's a good idea.
Because
yeah.
it's really important that they hear that every day. Because, boy, God knows they're hearing it, you know, all the negativity all the time.
When I see a cop at, like, a hot dog stand or something, I go, Blue Lives Matter! Blue Lives Matter. Yeah.
I always go up and say something to them, and you know, it's just a very, very tough. And you know what? The predators are not afraid of the police because the police, if they even look at them wrong, they got
to
fill
out
like 25 pages of reports, and
then
you have a bunch of lawyers coming in. They're going to sue them and lock them up. It's really, really insane.
Well, whenever I go out and meet with groups, I tell them that there's probably not a single person in the room that hasn't been the beneficiary of a police officer or a firefighter that's been there. Because when you're in trouble, if not you, your mother, your father, your grandmother, grandfather, or someone that you love, you're going to pick up the phone and call 911, and they come running to help you.
Yeah.
And just think what it would be like if they weren't there, and that's what we do. We're the first responders to the first responders. And I'm grateful to everyone for their support.
Now, you're heading over.
That's got to be tough, though, when someone is killed in the line of duty. I mean, for you to go to the home, you go there right away,
check.
Right?
Yeah, you go
it changes your life, Skinny. It really does. I mean, when you deliver that check and you walk in on a family who have just had their loved one who died in the line of duty, it literally changes your life. And you really start to put things in perspective about what is important. And people don't understand the sacrifice and the commitment of the young men and women that are in the police academy and going into the police department to protect all of us and what they have to put up with these days. It is horrendous.
Yeah.
They see the best. Sometimes they see the best, but most of the times they see the worst of humanity.
Yeah.
All in one day.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And they don't get paid a whole lot for it.
Right.
And so where are you? You're
certainly
headed.
Not the kind of dough you guys make.
Well, this is show business.
Yeah. you're headed over to the police memorial tonight,
I am,
right?
Yep. And every year we're there and to read the names. And I know Commander Bauer's name will be placed on the wall
tonight.
Tonight. And and you know that was he was a special friend of mine. And, just a wonderful, wonderful guy, a wonderful family.
His wife worked for Skinny for a long time.
Yeah.
Aaron's terrific.
Isn't she lovely? She really is lovely. They're
tell
a great
her
family.
Skinny said you were on the show, okay? Tell her she's a great girl, great girl. What a horrible, horrible situation that was.
No, that was really tragic. It was. Should have never happened. This guy, you know, was a 4-time convicted felon.
Yeah, terrible.
Yep. And dealing drugs
and streets.
Carrying a couple guns. And, just horrendous. But that's the kind of stuff that we're faced with these days, and especially with our police officers on the front line. So, again, thanks to everybody that supports the Hunter Club, that we're there for the families that are left behind.
Now, you said the Attorney General's going to be there tonight?
Yeah.
Sessions?
Yep, Sessions.
Jeff Sessions?
Coming.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty classy. That's
no,
good.
It's that's pretty big. It certainly is. And you know, I'm sure that police were, and he's a great supporter of the police department, as the President Trump is.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they're real advocates for the police department. God bless them for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 100, the number, clubchicago.org.
100clubchicago.org.
Give them some money.
Go on there and check us out and come out to some of our events. And
it is a great website, too, because I was going over it the other day. And there's a lot of cool stuff on there. And
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great people involved. We've got about 44 people on our board today and a lot of great corporations and foundations that are supporting us on a regular basis and really care about. You know, that brings up a point that you hear so much about the negativity about our police officers and firefighters and especially police. But I tell people, if you don't have any warrants or any arrest record, you love the police.
Oh, sure.
Because you know that they're the last defense.
Protect, yeah.
Yeah, they're there to help you. And, you know, when someone's out there trying to take your stuff or hurt your family or hurt you, police come running. And God bless them for doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. What about, what's his name? Tom Cashman, is that his name?
Yeah, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Tom,
how's he doing?
Tom is doing well. Tom, God bless him. He's been on the board for, I guess, about 40 years now.
Okay.
And he's
a
just
guy.
A great advocate. He was the president of the board when I came on 8 years ago and then became chairman. And now he is in our, he's on the board, still serves on the board, still comes out to everything. And just a great advocate for our police department and our firefighters. But his whole family, the background was in fire. They were all, you know, firefighters.
Cashman, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, he's such a good guy. I see him at St. Pat's at Mass once in a while.
Yeah, and then October 4th, I should mention, and we're completely sold out. We're going to have the gala at the Adler Planetarium on October 4th to honor Jim O'Connor, who was...
ComEd.
Chairman of ComEd and one of the great founders of the 100 Club, and we're honoring him with a lifetime achievement, and Ed Wehmer from Wintrust Financial, another guy that just loves the police and fire and does a lot for us. And
he's being inducted into the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame October 3rd. Ed Wehmer.
Yeah, oh, he's terrific. And a guy you probably heard of, Monsignor Velo.
Oh, sure, Ken Velo, yeah.
Ken Velo is coming, and he's going to do our invocation. And we're honoring DePaul University. We have now 21 universities and three law schools that are providing two full scholarships each for our kids.
Oh, that
so that's
helps.
About $4 million in scholarship funds that help us to, so that we can continue to provide college education for our kids. And but Monsignor Velo has just been a great advocate for us, and he's coming on our board, Monsignor
Velo.
He's
terrific.
He really is. Just great, great priest and great Monsignor.
He was Joe B.'s lieutenant. Wasn't he the Cardinal Bernardine?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he was his right hand.
He used to do a very good, he did Cardinal Bernardine's eulogy, and I'll never forget, and he did an imitation of the Cardinal that was very funny.
Well, Monsignor is just a magnificent guy. I mean, you know, he's done so much for Big Shoulders.
Yeah.
I guess they got about 26,000 kids in
the Catholic high school.
Yeah,
thing, yeah.
They've done an amazing job, and we're going to...
We've had him on, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh does a great job.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good guy.
Really good guy.
But Monsignor Velo is coming on our board.
Oh, good.
And we put a little ice cream money in, try to, you know, get him approved. But...
I like that expression. Ice cream money.
I went to the seminary with him.
With Ken Velo?
5 years. Yeah, he was a year behind me.
Ah.
He lived 106th in Longwood.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Barnabas guy. Good guy. Great guy, though.
You were in the seminary, Skinny?
Yeah, I can hear confessions.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's...
We want to hear your confession.
I always tell people when Velo's there, I said, yeah, he used to copy off me in Latin class. That's how he got through.
But it's getting deep in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lizzie McNeil's. Yeah.
He's a good dude, Ken, though. Really good guy.
All right, Saturday, September 15th, 11 to 3, at Banner Day Camp in Lake Forest, is the 100 Club of Chicago first responder picnic for all the police and fire families. Get out there if you were one of them. Right? I mean, they don't need a special invitation.
Nope.
And it's just a kind of an introductory party. You know?
Opportunity for us to let all the people up in Lake County know how much we care about our police officers and our firefighters
and
support them.
Yeah.
And have a burger and a beer. But, again, thank you guys so much for all that you do for us.
Thank you, Joe, for all that you do. That's great. You do a great job.
I can't wait to have Huli in Ireland. I wish I was there. We're going back in November over Thanksgiving.
Oh, we're going to just miss you. We're going on the 11th to the
18th. Don't worry, you'll hear about him when you get there. That's great.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Thanks so
God
much.
Bless
Keep
you.
Up the good work. God
thanks
bless.
So
You're doing God's work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to be right back on the Skinny and Huli Show after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Skinny, Jared, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Skinny, my pleasure. Anything for you, my friend.
All right,
Jerry, we're going to go on the air now, okay?
Gotcha.
Here we go. And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Very, very special guest tonight from the Green Bay Packers. We have our old friend Frank Winters. And calling in on the phone, Chicago Bear himself, Jerry Fontenot. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I couldn't let Frankie sit up there all by himself. I had to call in and bust his chops.
Well, that's kind of what we're talking about, the rivalry, one of the longest rivalries in NFL history.
I can tell you that from day one, whenever I showed up to Hallis Hall and I walked through the front door, it was very clear that there was only one team that you had to beat for the entire season, and it was the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. And Mike Ditka drove that point home from the very first day.
Years were you with the Bears, Jerry?
I was here 89 through 96.
And Frank, what year were you with the Packers?
92 to 2003.
So you guys had a couple of years where you were playing across from each other.
Yes, not correct.
Same game.
You're both centers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I watched a lot of tape of Frankie Winters.
You know, there's one thing.
A lot of nice things out there.
Yeah, one good thing. You know, me and Jerry had the same agent.
Oh, yeah?
We did, yeah. And I think he played our contracts against each other. Tony Agnone, who represented us.
Which, now that I think about it, that's probably a conflict of interest.
Could be. Maybe.
You guys should sue.
That ain't going to happen.
Are you going out to the game, Jerry, Sunday?
I'm not going to be able to make it. I am going to the game at Soldier Field.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it up to Packerland.
Well, Frank goes up for that because he's probably, you know.
Well, we got this year, we got the 100th anniversary for the Packers and Alumni Weekend this weekend, which is a big celebration up there against the Bears. It's going to be a lot of festivities, and, you know, there'll be a lot of returning Packers who played there in the past from the Lombardi eras all the way up until, you know, a couple years ago. So it's going to be a great weekend, and it's going to be a I think everybody's really excited about it, so it'll be a lot of fun.
So can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frankie, who do you expect to see at the Alumni Weekend this weekend?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I know the guys I've talked to. I was up there the last couple of weeks ago, I think. I know Jerry Kramer is going to be up there for sure, who just got inducted to the Hall of Fame after 45 years. I know Dave Robinson will be up there. Carol Dale, probably Zeke Borkowski, Boyd Dawa. And then there's guys that go back, you know, prior to me, Lynn Dickey, Paul Kaufman. And then the guys that are up there from my era will be Leroy Butler, Mark Shimura, Earl Dodson, Gil Brown, Antonio
Freeman.
How
about young Mikey Flanagan?
Mikey Flanagan, I don't think he's going to be there. He may be. I'm not really sure. I did run into Mike Flanagan a couple weeks ago at Mark Tausch's Hall of Fame induction up in Green Bay, and he said he was going to try to make it in. I think Marco Rivera is going to be there from, you know, guys I play with him maybe a little bit after I did, but it's going to be a fun weekend, and I think the Packers are going to plan for a big celebration. I don't know if they're going to win, but I'm just saying.
That's what we want to hear.
I'm saying it's going to be 100th anniversary, and they do have the Steve Miller Band up there on Saturday night, and it's a free concert.
Steve who?
Steve Miller Band.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's great.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that might be worth going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now both you guys won Super Bowls. What was that like?
Yes, we were.
Different times.
I mean. Yeah, we did. Yeah, I was very fortunate. We won in 96, and we went back in 97. The 96 season, but the Super Bowl was in 97, and then we had the 97 season, and it was 98. But we were very fortunate to win one. Probably should have won the second one, but it just wasn't our day. And, you know, just having the opportunity to play in that game is a great honor. It's a tremendous accomplishment for all the guys you play with. You know, as Jerry could attest, I mean, all the hard work that goes into, you know, preparing for the season, starting in the off season with workouts and continuing through training camp and having the opportunity to play in a game is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll relay my one story about the Super Bowl. It was the year, 2010 was the year that I spent most of the year up in the press box. So I was sending information down to Coach Campen down on the field. And Don Capers and Joe Philbin were offensive and defensive coordinators, not respectively. And they were both sitting, they would always sit on the front row, and I would take the back row because they'd have more room. I could spread out my papers and I could get done what I needed to get done. And so all I remember about this game was that at the very end of the game, whenever Pittsburgh got the ball back, they had a chance to drive downfield, and they essentially could have tied the ball game if they had scored. But we had an interception right in the middle of the play, and all of a sudden, papers flying everywhere. Oh, yeah. I mean, Dom Capers and Joe Philbin were jumping up and down. Headsets were flying around. And, I mean, it erupted in our press box. And I can only imagine what was going on down on the field. And that moment was, like, the most elated that I've ever felt in association with a football game. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I felt the most down. Because I'm standing on the elevator with all of our coaches, and we're, like, high-fiving, and we're, you know, just whooping it up. And then around the corner comes the Pittsburgh Steelers coaching staff. And at that very moment, I thought, my God, the amount of work that those guys did to get here and not win it was a travesty. Yeah. But, hey, better us than you.
That's true. I mean, it's, you know, I've had the opportunity to play, and I've been on both sides of that coin where you won one and you lost one. But, You know, a lot of guys that play for a long time in the NFL and never have the opportunity to play in the playoffs, never mind even playing the Super Bowl. So it was a great accomplishment. It's you know, like, you know, Jerry could attest to this. It's, you know, football's the ultimate sport. I mean, it's a team sport. You know, it's, you need all 11 guys on both sides of the ball playing to their best ability to be successful. And if you have one letdown, you know, one guy breaks down, it affects the outcome of a game. And you know, both being centers, you know, the offensive lineman, it's, you could have four great plays. If you have one guy that doesn't play and perform well on that Sunday, it really shows. So I think it is the ultimate team sport, where you have 11 guys just trying to work together and be successful and you know, try to make the outcome in your favor.
You know, well, let me ask you guys this, both of you. As a Packer, Frank, is there one bear who made a big impression on you over all those seasons? And Jerry, is there one Packer who, you know, maybe made an impact on you throughout your career?
Frankie, you go first.
Okay. You know, growing up in that era, as Jerry would attest to it, is, you know, the rivalry was, it was so much rivalry. And I think, you know, I told the reporter the other night, I think the rivalry was more amongst the fan.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think the players, they respect each other.
Sure.
I mean, there is some kind of hatred, I think, during game time. But once the game's over, everybody kind of hangs out. You know, you kind of, you know, you congratulate the team who wins and stuff. But, you know, just growing up as, you know, as a football fan myself, yeah, you know, you look back at the both organizations, the Bears and the Packers, and the names that come to mind, you know, Walter Payton. You know, I had the opportunity to play against Walter in the same game. And you think of Dick Bucker, Scale Sayes, and, you know, all these great players. And then you think from the Packers, you think of Ray Nitschke, Paul Hornung, Bart Starr. So I think it's – I think there's no admiration, I think, I felt towards any of the players. I think it was much more on a respect level because to actually play in the NFL and to play for as long as me and Jerry did, I think it's a great accomplishment, but it's a respect thing. I mean, you know, all the players you play against are guys that are competitive, are competing, and even though on the field you kind of have your battles and stuff, after the games and in the offseason you're still friends and you still talk to each other.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And probably the guy who, like, strikes me most from that Packers defense was probably Brian Noble. And I say that because Brian was a very vocal guy on the field, and he liked to get things going, and he liked to, you know, get himself fired up, his teammates fired up. And I always kind of fed off of that energy too, but it was always done in a respectful way. I mean, now every now and then, you know, you have to talk a little smack to each other, but he was a great guy to play against because you always knew you were going to get his best. He was going to give you everything that he had, and you didn't have to guess. Like one day I'm in practice, and, you know, it's the first day of my career that I am called upon to pass block Richard Dent.
Ooh.
And our offensive line coach, Dick Stample. Yeah, the Colonel. Our offensive line coach, Dick Stample, just throws me in at left tackle because Jimbo, like, injured a hangnail or something. So he couldn't take a rep of one-on-ones. So I get in there, and Richard does this little delayed, like, half, I can't say ass on radio, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this little half-ass, like, get off, and is going half speed, and then all of a sudden puts his foot in the ground and, like, runs around me, and I never even touched him. That was my only rep. So, you know, I really like playing against guys that you know what you're going to get. They're going to give you 100% every single snap, and there's no guesswork.
Now, hey, Jerry, now, how many years did you play in the NFL?
I played 16.
Now, there are not, outside of Frank, how many years did you play?
16, same
as Jerry. Wow, no kidding.
That is unbelievable.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah, I would say. But that's amazing, really, to play 16 years. There's no, a very small percentage of players play that long.
Feel very fortunate, like Frank was saying, very fortunate to have been able to play for as long as I did. I know he feels the same way. And, you know, out of those 16 years, I think I missed 12 games because of an ACL reconstruction in my 10th season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was really, really fortunate to have guys that were older than me, like Keith Van Horn, like Tom Thayer, Jay Hilgenberg, Jimbo Covert. Those guys were the guys that said, hey, if it's still on your body, you can still practice and you can still play. So that's what I did. I wasn't going to betray them.
Yeah, but that's amazing. And yourself, Frank?
I'm pretty much in Jerry's boat. I think out of 16 years, I think I missed probably about 10 games. Very fortunate, you know. You know, people always refer to you. How do you play 16 years and miss so many games? And I always told them, beer and pizza, you know. But it was, you know, it's just being lucky, you know, and being fortunate. You know, you do get injured in the game and stuff. And you know, I did break my leg 1 year, but it was at the end of the season, so I think I only missed 2 games. But it's just you know, mentally preparing yourself and doing the work in the off season and being ready to, you know, to play a long, rigorous season for 16 games and surviving training camp. And, you know, as you become an older player, you kind of learn the tricks of the trade. You know, you kind of know when to take plays off, or not in the game, but like in practice, and how to survive training camp is the most important thing. You know, people always talk about, like, you know, you practice against guys and, you know, coaches always say, stop brother-in-law, you know, because, you know, you go against your buddy, you never really try hard and stuff like that. You let him win his drills and he let you win your drills, you know. So it's just like Jerry says, from you learn from the older guys, and guys that can play a long time in the NFL, they learn those tricks. And as you get to be an older player, you lose some of those physical physical capabilities with your speed and stuff, so you rely more on a mental aspect of the game.
You know, right. The fans are so into the rivalry. It gets kind of scary. Several years ago, I did a Irish Fest out at Oshkosh Irish Fest.
Yeah.
And I came out on stage and I did my, hi, everybody, Mike Houlihan from the South Side of Chicago. I thought they were going to kill me. I mean, the whole audience just turned on me because I said I was from Chicago. They were booing and hissing. As I made my way back to my spot, I was like, hey, somebody's got to crack me. I got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you know, Jerry could attest to this. Jerry coached up there for a long time, and, you know, the fans sometimes, you know, if you go to a game in Green Bay, I have friends from New Jersey that came in from Philly, and they would go to the games, and they're like, you know what, you guys got the greatest fans in the world. It was so nice. They offered us brats and beer walking into the game. Well, if you come to Chicago with a Packer jersey, or you go to Philly with a Packer jersey on, you know, you're lucky they're not trying to beat you up and stuff. So even though the fans, they... You know, they kind of say that and they kind of boo and stuff deep down inside. They love it. They're true fans, and they'll do anything to help you guys out.
So many of the Bear fans, Jerry, they're like, when you hear them talk, they're like, you know, if we can just do this on Sunday, and, you know, if we can get the ball, I'm like, what are you playing? Where's this we stuff? You know, I mean, they actually get into it like they're going on the field or something.
There's a lot of opinions out there, Skinny.
Yeah.
Everybody's got one.
Right.
Monday morning quarterbacks.
And around here, they're not afraid to voice those opinions.
Well, the guys on Saturday Night Live made it, the Bears fans. That was one of the funniest bits that I've ever seen. And it was so true, you know. They all have the Ditka mustaches and everything.
What was his name from Cheers? Wentz?
George Wentz. Yeah. He's a Southsider. He grew up on the Southside.
He made that Ditka little sitcom skit pretty memorable.
Well, anybody making a prediction? Anybody have any predictions for Sunday?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's gonna be a good game. I think, you know, especially with the addition of Khalil Mack, I think you know, the Bears defense is gonna be pretty good as usual. And you know, I think it boils down to the team that can, you know, makes the least amount of mistakes, you know, does the fundamentals right, is gonna win the game. And hopefully, you know, it's just that's just the way that the game's played. And you know, both teams are pretty stacked with talent and stuff like that, but it's just teams that, you know, are gonna, you know, that make the best of their opportunities, and see what the outcome is going to be on Sunday.
Now, the Bears have a 4-game losing streak so far against the Packers. They just can't seem to beat Aaron Rodgers.
Jerry, what do you think about it? You want to make a prediction?
Well, I predict that y'all are going to see, if you've been paying attention through the preseason, y'all are probably going to see about 25% new plays run on offense and defense in this game. That's my bold prediction. because everybody's saving the good stuff for the opening game. And we know that they've been practicing all this stuff since May.
Yeah.
And so I really, you know what, I think it's going to be a good game. They match up well. The Bears' defense is strong. They've got some really key components now to get to the quarterback. And, I mean, the Packers' offense is well-suited to be able to score points. So, I mean, I think it's going to be an exciting game. And then, you know, the Bears' offense versus Packers' defense. I think that you're definitely going to see some misdirection stuff from the Bears. This is just a prediction. I don't know anything for certain. But I think that you will see some new stuff that Coach Nagy is going to try to get in for this game. And it should be exciting. I mean, it's Packers, Bears. What more could you ask for?
Really?
Opening game of the season.
Yeah. Now, what about this new guy who just got the $90 million?
Khalil Mack.
What's his name?
Khalil Mack.
Now, he came from another pro team, so he just started this week, right?
Yeah.
And he's going into a game on Sunday. Do you think that's going to be difficult for him? Is it?
I don't think so. I think it would be more so on the offensive side of the ball because,
okay,
you know, most teams run the same kind of schemes, but they just have different terminology,
right,
how they call it. You know, as a defensive player, his job is to go get the quarterback.
Tackle
somebody. So it's not like he's got to learn blocking schemes. He's got to learn, you know, different routes, different terminology systems, how they call their plays. So I think he'll play quite a bit. And for $90 million, I'm sure they're going to try to get their money out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they're going to ask him to do much pass coverage this first game out. Just pin your ears back and get after him.
Yeah, get after it.
He probably makes as much money as when you guys, he gets $20 million a year or something. When you guys were, he probably makes as much as your whole teammate.
Yeah.
Easily.
I was telling guys today, Jerry, that when we played, I think the salary cap, the first year the salary came out, I think it was $46 million. He got $90 million just in signing bonus. So that was 2 years of a 19, was that 91, 92? That was a salary cap in 91, 92.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. And, it's
a
supply.
Gives you a little perspective.
Yeah.
And he could get hurt in the game Sunday, and it's all over.
And
he still gets the $90 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's, you know, supply and demand business, and it's a supply. So they can demand it. But you know what? I mean, if you can go out and make it, it's great for you. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
God bless him.
All right, you guys. Good luck to both of you, to both teams. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
We're really honored to have you on here.
We are.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jerry.
This is great.
Yeah.
Honored that you would have us.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Jerry. All right,
Jerry. We'll talk to you.
Hope to see you again soon. We're going
to
take a break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
And tell them your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Wow, Skinny, that was exciting, huh? Having the Bears, Packers, Frank Winters, and Jerry Fontenot from the Bears, and Frank Winters from the Packers. It was kind of cool.
It was fabulous.
I might even watch that game now. You know,
it's amazing. I can't get over it. I mean, you cannot find someone that played 16 years in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. You think about the injuries and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they both look pretty good.
Yes, yes.
You know, Skinny, last week was Labor Day. Labor Day marked 61 years that PGOD is in this country.
Really?
Last Labor, or 61 years ago, Labor Day, John Kerry O'Donnell, who owned Gaelic Park in the Bronx, flew PJ in from Toronto to New York City to play a match, a rugby match or football or hurling, I can't remember what. But John Kerry O'Donnell also owned a bar in Manhattan that I was the porter at for a while.
You were the porter there?
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
That's quite a title.
Well, it's the guy who mops up in the morning and stocks the beer. And I'd get there at 5:30 in the morning. It was in Manhattan. It was bizarre.
It was kind of hard to steal a beer at 5:30 in the morning, though.
Oh, know. Was it? I was the only one there. I also had keys to the bar.
Oh,
but
wow.
We won't get into that. Hey, you know what, Skinny? Whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look at the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts and those great saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through their mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?"
Hooley, Patrick McCormick, 89, a native of Moat, County Westmeath, Ireland, a Korean War veteran, and he retired from the Chicago Police Department. Devoted husband of 55 years of the late Ann Barnacle, loving father of John, Mary, Kate, Jim, Bob, and Tricia, and the proud grandfather of a whole bunch of kids. He passed away, and we want to say a
God
prayer for him.
Soul.
His family was indebted to the caregivers at at Helen and Julia.
Oh, that's great when they salute the caregivers, yeah.
Yes, and he passed away in the VA home, and he was buried out of St. Eugene's.
Okay.
And so say a prayer for Pat McCormick, Chicago Police Department, Korean War veteran, 89 years old.
Skinny Martin Mulvihill, 91, resident of the Villa St. Benedict's in Lyle and a longtime resident of Westchester. He died August 11th. He was born in County Kerry, Ireland, as a proud retired member of Local 399. And he was preceded in death by his beloved wife of 61 years, Mary T. Mulvihill. He was the father of Martin, Colonel Kevin Mulvihill, United States Air Force, Patricia, and the late James Mulvihill. So God rest his soul, Martin Mulvihill.
I wonder if he went to that Castle Island School of Engineering.
Sure, he was a local 399. Yes. He probably had to. I think that's all we have for this, so we can close up the crypt on that one. So we'll close that up. I want to give a plug. Coming up, our old friend Kathy Cowan, who's going to be on the show maybe next week, I think. We're also going to have Eamon Vaughn on the show next week.
Oh.
But Kathy's doing a show.
We're going to have O'Brien on, too.
O'Brien?
Yeah, about the 50th anniversary, or the 50-year reunion.
Oh, the 50-year reunion.
Yes, O'Connor probably.
Okay. Kathy Cowan is singing a song called From Ireland. She's the singer. Kathleen Keene is also there playing the whistle and fiddle. Martin Hughes will be doing some singing as well. Sunday, September 23rd at the Irish American Heritage Center at 3 p.m. That's interesting because, you know, they just kicked me and Gino out of the Heritage Center. We're doing our show from now on at Chief O'Neill's, folks.
On Thursday nights.
Every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. come on by for the crack.
Hey, before I forget it, too, John McCain was buried. Senator John McCain, who...
Oh, was he? I didn't notice.
Yeah, well, it was torture that he went... He was had an unbelievable career as, you know, a pilot and went through terrible, terrible times in the jail, whatever they called it over there.
Hanoi Hilton.
Yeah, Hanoi Hilton, and it was a horrible thing. He went on to be a senator for many, many years from... And so we just don't want to forget John. He was
God rest
John
his
McCain. Soul. God rest his soul, too. Great okay, American.
We need to squeeze another break in here. We'll be back with some more friendly frivolity from the Skinny and Hooli Show, so stick around.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Hey,
we Hooli.
Are back. Yes, Skinny.
There is a more Irish thing that you can do.
There is?
Yes, the what Irish American that? Movie Hooli is
oh,
coming.
Oh, that's
at
right.
The end of September.
The end of this month, September 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Three great movies at the Gene Siskel
Film Center.
Yes.
164 North State Street. We got three films that are just dynamite this year. And we're doing an opening night party at the Emerald Loop, and we're going to have Eamon Vaughn to talk on next week to talk about that.
You have Mother's Day is one of the movies.
Mother's Day is a great film.
Cardboard
that's on
Gangsters.
Sunday.
Gangsters.
Cardboard Gangsters is probably the most potent, action-packed gangster. It's an Irish gangster movie. You can't go wrong, right?
And Covadonga.
Covadonga is a crazy psychological thriller, kind of a Hitchcock, Irish Hitchcock thing. It's pretty cool. So we're really happy about that and hope to see everybody out there. I also want to remind everybody, you know, me and Gino Cooney are going to Ireland October 11th to the 18th, the crack tour of Ireland. And we're going to Cork, we're going to Dingle. And so we'd love to have you join us. Go open your Irish American News this month and see the phone number for Mary Weebler, and she will hook you up because we're running out of spots, so we want everybody to be able to join us. Also,
seats are going fast.
They are.
Charlie Carey's here with us.
Charlie
tonight.
Carey is his. I'm glad you mentioned that because we want to remind everybody the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame induction dinner is Wednesday, October 3rd. I think it's a Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, October 3rd at the McCormick Square's new facility. What do you call that? It's the Wintrust Arena.
Yeah, the Wintrust Arena.
Oh, and they have just a great class going in. Kevin Butler from the Bears is going in, and Eric Dickerson and Loyola head coach Porter Mosier is going in. He brought the Ramblers to their Final Four. But they didn't go all the way, but unfortunately. But he also retired soccer star Frank Klopas. I can't read this because it's so dark in here, believe it or not. Anyway, it's going to be a great, 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 great night. And you can
and
go to...
We want to encourage everybody to come out. Charlie does such a great
job. ChicagolandSportsHallOfFame.com. Yeah.
At McCormick Place, and it's the beneficiary is Special Olympics.
Special Olympics, that's yes. Right. Special Olympics.
So
gets
we
want all to
thank Charlie, and we want to thank everyone that's involved with it.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're in the neighborhood of Chief O'Neill's on Elston Avenue, drop by on a Thursday night and see me at Gino Cooney. Still the great same music, and it's a great venue, of course. Chief O'Neill's is just a wonderful place.
And me and Billy will have an announcement next week about the T-shirts.
The Hooli Hater T-shirts, yeah. But we're going to be with Brendan and Siobhan McKinney, just a great couple who own Chief O'Neill's, and they're terrific. And we thank them for welcoming us into their home. We'll be there every Thursday night from now on.
You know what, Hooli? I mentioned earlier about Special Olympics and Charlie, but I also want to mention on September 16th, we have a 5K race.
At Midway
Airport for Special Olympics. Please come out. We got
a race
for kids.
I was wearing the long sleeve T-shirt I got last year at that thing.
It's we have a kids race. And it's a 5K walk and run.
You can walk it if you want. That's what I usually do.
Right, so we're excited about that. So sign up. Go to sochicago.org. Sign up for the 5K race. It's great.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week. Tune in. We're going to have Eamon Vaughn. Who else are we having, Skinny? Somebody from
Bill O'Brien and Don O'Connor for the 50th anniversary party at
Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will
see you later. Bye.
Tune in next time for the Skinny and Hooli Show.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.